The Plain Language Act, enacted back in 2010, requires federal agencies to use understandable English. Nearly all agencies have established policies for using plain language. What they actually put out can leave normal people, even lawyers, scratching their heads. Lots of passive voice, lots of long sentences. A company called Visible Thread has technology that can analyze text for clarity and consistency. It has published a clarity index of federal agencies based on an analysis of their websites. Fergal McGovern, the company's CEO, joined Tom Temin to talk about the highlights.
So just as some context, we ran a index where we surveyed 30 agency sites about a year or so ago. And this year we came back and we surveyed the same set of sites. And what's actually interesting is that, well, I guess like all league tables, there's some folks doing really well and there's other folks who are unfortunately disimproving. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag.
Now, you don't actually have people reading every word. This is done by algorithm or textual analysis?
It is. So what we use and what our company has is technology that effectively crawls or scans a website, very similar to what Google does when it kind of indexes sites. It looks at the language and actually analyzes the language based on a number of simple but very quantifiable characteristics. So, for instance, what's the proportion of long sentences, the proportion of passive voice, what kind of complex language does that play based on a dictionary that was published by the plainlanguage.gov group, which whose mission, in fact, is to make sure that content is clear and understandable.
And you also have an index called readability. I notice that when I write for Federal News Radio, we use WordPress, and WordPress has a little button next to what you're writing. Mine always says, readability could stand improvement. I don't know what they mean by that. What do they mean by that?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's one of the characteristics that we measure also. Readability is actually slightly a complex algorithm, but you know, really it's a way to score objectively the content based on two core factors. First is the syllable count per word, so it's the average syllable count. And the second is the density of long sentences. And there's kind of a weighting, so it's more biased towards the syllable count. So to give you a simple example, if you say something like, please make an application, application has multiple syllables, it's got four syllables, versus please apply, which has two syllables. So what readability approximates is the difficulty you're placing on the human brain to interpret and actually force cognitive overload effectively. The higher the level of readability you have, the higher the number on that score, the more difficult it is to easily understand the content and very quickly make a determination.
I guess it's always easy if you take the time to weed and bleed words out of sentences. We could say Fergal McGovern serves as the position in CEO of Visible Thread or is the CEO of Visible Thread. I just didn't state it very well, but I got rid of three or four syllables and words that way.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. With work, and I suppose this is the art of writing is all about editing. It's not so much initially writing as we all write. Our first draft of anything is invariably leaving room for improvement. So the art of getting a clear message is actually quite difficult. What Visible Thread can do is pinpoint the areas across a large amount of content, be it, you know, collections of websites, as we've analyzed in the index that we've run, or indeed in collections of documents, of which many of these are actually buried in websites. They're linked off the websites, and you may have out-of-date documents with very complex content. So the difficulty is kind of uncovering that needle in the proverbial haystack and identifying the areas where the content is weak, complex, if you will, and then allowing the human being to actually edit out the badness and really make it a much tighter, better thing. And of course, the impact of that for a citizen or for somebody trying to do business with the federal government is that you get better compliance levels. You get better, more actionable instructions. And that lowers costs for the taxpayer. So that's really, you know, it sounds esoteric to actually look at clarity analysis and to measure content. But in fact, there's a very serious dollar and business edge to this.
Now, suppose you're an agency like FAA or the Environmental Protection Agency. You're dealing with technical topics that have their own nomenclature. Oh, there, I just used a four-syllable word there. Nomenclature, yeah. And so those words have to be in the language and the documents they're using. Is there a way that the algorithm can normalize itself for the needed inclusion of big words like that but yet still use those words in a context that is understandable?
Yeah, it's a super question. So what we do to avoid that bias, so we just talked about the readability metric, which is one of our four key metrics that we're measuring against. The readability metrics will bias against technical subject content matter effectively that you see. But what's interesting is that when you balance that out with long sentences or passive voice, even with the most technical subject matter, you can still remove the long sentences. You can still remove passive voice and make it active. What's interesting in the results that we found is that the National Cancer Institute, in fact, has improved four places since the last time we did the study. And, you know, the National Cancer Institute would have a lot of content that's quite technical, you know, particularly disease names and so forth. So still, they're doing much better, because what they're doing is that they're improving on the long sentence side of the house and also on the passive voice. So readability is one of the metrics, but certainly it can be skewed when you're dealing with technical content.
We're speaking with Fergal McGovern, the CEO of Visible Thread. And in fact, in your top five in terms of quality of writing, FAA is in fact number five. What's good about them and the other top five? Let's see, we have NARA, the National Archives and Records Administration, Centers for Disease Control, Community-Oriented Policing Services, the Smithsonian, and the FAA. What do they have in common?
The commonality across all of these guys, if we look at the actual long sentence levels, with the exception of the Community-Oriented Policing Services, all of these guys have a very low level of long sentences. So in fact, when we look at the scores there, they're very, very strong on that. They also have very low levels of passive voice, which is really, really an impressive achievement, because one of the things that we're all kind of almost conditioned to do is write in academic prose. People coming from a university-level education, for instance, will tend to bias towards a passive-oriented way of speaking and of writing. So these guys have actually really taken what was, you know, originally suggested in the Clear Language Act back in 2010, they've taken that to heart. They're actually implementing change on the content that we have analyzed. And this is a random set of 100 pages of content on any website. So we're taking a good sample of that, and really it's the passive and the long that they're doing very well on.
And who were some of the agencies that did not do so well?
Well, unfortunately, coming last is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, which, given the type of content that you would expect and given the audience for that content, you would hope that they would do significantly better. You're looking at people with, you know, coming from weakened positions, coming from substance abuse challenges, and expecting those people to wade through dense, complex, you know, forcing a cognitive overload that's just really, really hard for that type of audience is just a pity. So, you know, coming in last is not a good step. Unfortunately, people like the Federal Highway Administration coming in third last at 28. Again, largely because, you know, the proportion of long sentences in the case of the Federal Highway Administration is 28%. That means that over one in four sentences is in excess of 20 words. So they should be just splitting these sentences. They should be removing and culling content. They should just simply read it aloud and see would they understand it. There's a number of easy steps that you can do.
By that measure of number of words in the sentence, by golly, nobody would read the New York Times anymore. You couldn't get past the first sentence of any of their stories.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Maybe you go to the National Enquirer, where they have a very high levels of active voice and very short sentences.
All right. So what's the best advice for agencies if you have masses of content, and so many of them do have huge amounts of content? What's the strategy for getting at it so that you can start to simplify it? Sounds like a difficult task to get to, given the amount of material out there.
Yeah, it's a huge issue. And it's a huge issue when you don't adopt or use automation for the purpose. There's some jobs in life that, you know, people are absolutely critical to, but when you're looking and trying to size the issue without automation, you're really struggling upstream on this. And so what agencies can do, and the good news is that it's relatively simple to do this, they can use automation similar to what we've done with Visible Thread, or indeed there's a number of products that will do the same thing, that will actually look at the content and actually size the issue. And then they can cherry pick the areas that are of most importance. So if we think about this from a kind of a task completion standpoint, let's say you're social services, or let's say you're veteran affairs. If you're seeing traffic coming to your site and you know that people want to complete a task, whether it's applying for a certain benefit or whatever it is, if you've got complex content on that journey, then that's the first part to start to weed out and the first part to start to fix and sort through. So we in no way are saying fix everything, because that's a very, very hard thing to do, and there's no such thing as a kind of a big bang approach on that. Size the issue, use automation like Visible Thread, find the areas in most need of help, and then start to prioritize those in a very simple project planning way.
I guess you could also look at which parts of your site get the most visitors and maybe start there.
That's precisely right. And in fact, from a business standpoint, government is slightly unusual in that it doesn't really have the concept of a customer, the citizen or the engaged party as the customer in effect. But certainly if we look at the likes of your Amazons and anybody who's doing kind of retail, or anybody who's dealing with kind of high content where they're actually selling something online, their first port of call is to look at the user journeys, is to look at their analytics to see which parts of the site are actually driving conversions, and to actually prioritize based on that. There is an equivalent thing in government, but the issue, and it's happening a lot in Australia. In fact, we're seeing an awful lot of this in Australia, where there is an idea of looking at what people are coming to the site to achieve and orienting the site around that. It's kind of a task-driven approach. Many, many websites, unfortunately, are in-out facing, if that makes sense. They're looking at it from a point of view of our terminology, our agency's kind of viewpoint of life, our agency's structures. And that permeates into all of the site. Whereas if you look at it from the point of view of the visitor and what they want to achieve, then you can start to orient that journey around what their objective is and make sure people convert better and cleaner online with lower cost.
Fergal McGovern is the CEO of Visible Thread. You can find a link to the Clarity Index and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.